Oh my gosh. All right, I have to get myself together. This is so bad. Oh my gosh. Okay. Before we even start this podcast, I have to let you guys know. I am in like a manic state right now. It is a mess. I mean, my mother is telling me to calm down or take a Xanax because she can't take it anymore. And, you know, of course, welcome to quarantine life. How y'all doing? But yes, happy Thursday. I'm so sorry I did not record last week. Honestly, I'm just going to tell the truth. I forgot, guys. So when I do this, I usually film this Wednesdays. And if it's not Wednesdays, it's like Tuesdays. Sometimes I do it even Thursday mornings. But yeah, so I totally forgot, and I will tell you why in just a second. Well, the main reason why, the main reason why is I forgot, but there's other little reasons and things that came along to play with it of me forgetting. I do want to say, first of all, Summer, where art thou? Is that how you say it? Where art thou? What is Shakespeare? Is it Shakespeare? Summer, where art thou? I'm done with this. I'm over. I'm not even going to say what it is anymore, this virus, this thing that's happening. I'm tired. We are all tired. Oh my gosh. Like, I really am tired. So, can we talk about the fundraisers? I'm done with the fundraisers. It's gotta end. I'm over it. Do what you got to do. Help how you are going to help and be quiet. I don't need you or anybody to be posting all the time. I am so done because, I was taught all my life, you shouldn't have to brag about things you did to help others. You should just do it because you either want to or you feel like you need to do it. Other than that, you don't say a word to nobody about it. I mean, if they ask, say it. Big deal. I hate when people go around or taking pictures with nurses, grabbing them by the freaking neck for a picture and showing how they gave one mask. Can you imagine? That nurse just gave you everything because that one mask. Please, I'm so tired of it. So many people, I know friends, family that are doing this, and I am over it. I mean, I need to scream. I'm also in a manic state, like I just said, but I need to just... See, that felt good. I feel like that really just let a lot of my energy out. And, but yeah, so I'm over it. I truly am done with it. And this will be my last podcast where I will even be talking about this. Unless we're getting a cure and unless good things are happening, 700,000 are actually cured from this and no longer have the virus. But if not, I'm out. I'm not doing that anymore. I can't deal with it anymore. So yeah, oh my god, did that sound very aggressive? I feel like that was aggressive. But whatever, I'm done. I'm done talking about that. But anyway, Summer, where art thou? Because I am so over it. And, you know, it's a mess. Because this is a time where I, you know, want to do fun things. And I want to explore. I love hiking. Wow, I just slammed my table. Okay. You know, I like to go hiking around this time, but yesterday, can I tell you guys something? Yesterday, I ran. Okay. Usually I walk when I go outside, I'll go for little walks, stuff like that. Well, no, I'm sorry. Not little. I go for 2.5 mile walks. Let me pat myself on the back for a second. I go on 2.5 mile walks, sometimes 3 mile walks. They're fun. They're great. You know, I get to listen to some new music. Oh, no, I'll save that for later. But yesterday, I thought it was such a good idea. Let me run. So the street I live off, I live off of is very big. Like, it's a long street. And, like, honestly, I think it's a mile. Like, the entire road, it might be a mile. So I decided, let me run that entire street until I get to the next street, and then I'll walk again. And let me tell you, I almost died. I was almost dead. All I was thinking about is the news articles, like, fat man dies from running. Like, I was like, oh my god, like, is anyone gonna find me? Like, what is happening right now? Are the deers gonna take me into their lair? Like, this was some crazy stuff. And I was just like, I'm gonna die right now, because I felt like, okay, here's the thing. When you breathe, you're like that. You shouldn't do that. You should go through your nose to breathe in, and then out through your mouth. So go, wait. Like that. But I was doing as I ran, and I shouldn't have done that. I was a goner. And, well, I'm still here, so I'm alive, but I really thought I was a goner, because I'm like, that's some scary stuff right there. And plus, when you breathe like that, I feel like your heart is, like, working way more than it even should be. So, yeah. I hope everyone's good throughout this quarantine stuff. I do want to talk about that part, because, like, I should be thriving right now, okay? But instead, you know, I've just been binging on snacks like it is my frickin' job. And truly, yes, I've cried in the bathroom after going on the scale. And I'm tired of that. So that is why I actually ran yesterday. I'm like, listen, I gotta drop these pounds that I gained, because this is not cute anymore. Summer is coming. We're taking off our shirts whether you like it or not. Well, no, that's what I say to myself, for the other people. But I'm like talking to myself, like, hello, like, you gotta take off your shirt, whether you like it or not. So you better like it. Whatever. It's a mess. And, I mean, regardless, I'm taking off my shirt. It's just, am I gonna like what I see or not? And that's that. All right, so here's some big news that I have for you all today. As many of you know, since March, I've been looking for a Nintendo Switch. So once we went into quarantine, I really decided I wanted a Switch. Now, they were sold out everywhere as I was looking for them. Best Buy, Target. I even went to GameStop. I was about to buy a used one from GameStop, which is version 1 Nintendo Switch, which is the old version. I was literally gonna buy anything, and I was just like, all right, no, you gotta stop. And then, like, the ones that I did, when I did find them, like, Walmart, they were, like, $600. I'm like, no, I'm not paying. I'm like, I don't even want to pay the $200 for a new one, and I'm gonna now spend $500? No! So all of a sudden, my brother comes home one day, and he brings one home. I was like, what? So I got my ass right onto Target.com. I bought the Animal Crossing, and I have been playing ever since. Now, this was, I think it's been exactly a month. I think April, yeah, I think it was like the day after my birthday is when we got it. So it was like April. Now it's May, and I've been playing Animal Crossing almost every day, and I love it so much. If you want my friend code, DM me or message me on, you know, my Twitter or Instagram, and, you know, we can link up. I love it so much. I want to have, like, get-togethers on my island with my other friends and other people that play it, so definitely stay tuned. But now I'm, like, trying to get my other friends to buy it. I'm like, listen, you gotta buy it. They're like, I'm scared. What if I only play it for a day and then don't care about it? I'm like, you're not. Like, I promise, I'm not a game person. I never like games. But one game I did like is Animal Crossing, so maybe that's why. But, like, I used to play the Animal Crossing from the DS. Then I when I got my Wii, I got the one for the Wii, and now this one. I'm, like, in love with it. I love it so much, and I heard there's going to be a lot of new stuff going on with Nintendo Switch, with Animal Crossing. They're going to definitely have some new things coming, so I am super excited for that. And yeah, that is that about Animal Crossing. Oh, and that's also a part of why I kind of missed, you know, recording last week's episode. But, you know, I hope you all understand, of course, because, like, Animal Crossing is Animal Crossing. I mean, you know, sorry to, you know, be a downer, but listen, it's Animal Crossing. All right, let's get into some news, if there even is any, because honestly, there's nothing. So, we have The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm obsessed. Ah, what a season already. It's so good. And people are like, wow, I can't believe it's better than New York. No, New York is amazing. All these women over the age of 50 getting drunk all the time. We love to see that. But, you know, Beverly Hills has actual drama this year, which is amazing. Last year was like puppy gate. I love dogs and I love all animals, so I don't give a shit what anyone did. I don't like to hear it. Do not tell me that you almost brought your dog to a shelter that was a high kill shelter, because I don't want to hear it. I will despise you, Dorit. But this year, Dorit is great. I actually like Dorit this season, but the main supreme of this show is, of course, the one and only Denise Richards. And last night's episode was amazing. First of all, I'm going to say that I am so tired of Lisa Rinna. I need her off the show. Her children drive me crazy. All they do is complain and, you know, coming from someone who is broke and almost called his podcast Broke Boy Podcast. Oh my God, I should trademark that because I just said it out loud. Oh shit. Anyway, I had a laugh when they were like crying because, well, all right, they weren't crying, but they just complain a lot and everything is like boo me and boo boo. And I feel like a lot of people like that have money are like that. Like I know a lot of people and that have money and all they do is complain. And like, if I'm with a group and like, I know the other people and I know they don't have money either, we're just kind of looking at each other like, what a fucking shame. Like, wow, what do you think about us? Like, we literally have no money, and now, like, you're complaining about your life and how it's so hard and, like, nothing is happening. Wait, I'm not making sense. Anyway, so, I love how I'm just gonna keep this because I love myself so much, and I think I sound great all the time, so I'm just literally gonna keep what I just said and post it. And I hope you enjoy it. All right, but anyway, back to the Supreme, Denise Richards. So last night's episode, Lisa's kids had some party thing, I don't know. And then they went out to dinner. And then anyway, so Kyle... Okay, here's the thing. Denise Richards, I love her because she does not follow her crowd with the castmates. She just kind of does her own thing. She is in the group, but when she goes, like last season they had a pajama party in France and they all got dressed up all nice. I'm like, these are not pajamas over here. And then Denise comes in actual pajamas and they were like, and Denise is like, sorry, I thought this was a pajama party. And I was bawling because I'm like, yeah, it is a pajama party. I don't know what they're up to. So Denise is very like, you know, she doesn't care. She doesn't need to do that. But everyone else always has an issue with that. So finally, Denise opened her mouth. I'm so happy for Denise. I love Denise Richards. I think she's great. And, you know, I didn't even like, I liked her always, but I never was like, I never like loved her. Like, you know, as someone like, you know, as an icon. Now I'm like, okay, she is amazing for the show. I'm so happy she's on it. Now, this was last night. It's going to go on to next episode. And here we go. I've done glam. Wait. They're talking about how she, like, underdresses.
I've been an actress in this business for a long time. I've done glam for my job. Half the time you guys see me when I meet you, I'm coming from set. I am
fucking Denise Richards, Kyle. I don't think these bitches know. I've been on, like, every fucking magazine cover you can possibly imagine that they would want to be on.
Everyone was defending that it's normal to get glam before a workout.
No, it's normal.
No, you said, what do you do?
I said,
I want to get
glam. Do you realize you don't let some people talk?
No, you talk now.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Please,
go ahead.
Because you talk at us sometimes, not to us, and you don't listen.
Hold on, you guys asked a million questions. I finally said, let me give clarity, and now I gave it.
Stop. No, you need to be quiet. Stop.
No, I don't need to be quiet.
Then I'm not going to finish talking. Do you ever let people
talk? Okay, good. I want you to talk, but not an asshole.
I'm not f***ing doing this.
Wow. So, like, I'm so done with Kyle also. Also that night, Sutton, who's, like, new, like, a friend of the cast, and Dorit got at it, and I was in shock.
I've been an actress in this business for a long time.
Oh, my God, wait. This isn't it. I love how I just played the same thing over and over again. Well, I can't find it. Anyway. So, yeah. What a time. I love this season, and I wish I could shake up the cast. And that's that. Next, we have new Gaga. Gaga's coming out with her sixth album, Chromatica, on May 29th, which is a Friday. Everyone go out and buy it. It is amazing. I will be gifting. If you are my friend and it's your birthday around this time, get ready because I'm about to buy you the best CD you will ever listen to in your life. And that's that. That's on period. So, very excited for that. Collabs from Ariana Grande. I keep coughing today. Blackpink, which is a K-pop group, and Elton John, which I'm so excited for. Also, there's cool songs like 911, Sign from Above, just so many songs that I'm like, these better be bops. Like, I could just feel it. The song, the name of it alone, I'm already like, this is a bop. And, yeah, this will be the last one. Also, we have Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat. They got their first number one on the Hot 100 charts with their song Say So remix. And I loved it. So they made like three different. So they have the original. They have the one set. And then they also put out another remix. So two of them have Nicki Minaj in it. And then, oh my God, where is it? Okay, yeah, so two of them have Nicki Minaj on it, and one of them is, they're both awesome, I love them both, I don't know which one is better, they both just sound so good to me, but yeah. Awesome song, love the remix, and Nicki deserves it 100%, she's been in this business for over 10 years, and she deserved that number one, and finally she got it, so now, you know, all those haters could now, you know, quiet and, you know, shut up. So yeah, very exciting news for them, not me. I'm not getting a dime, but good for them. I was going to talk about shows I've been binging, but I'm going to leave that for next week because I need an actual list. I just have little shit ran down and I really, really, really need like an actual list. I do want to talk because I want to do some mentions and shout-outs. So, the first shout-out is music shout-out. And that is for the one and only. And this person has helped me work out for a while now. So, Big Frida, she is iconic. And she has been helping me work out for so... I mean... Very clubby, very, it makes you want to jump, and this is my new favorite. I'm scared. The day I get sued is the day this whole podcast shuts down because of my music that I've been playing on here, but, you know, we're going to keep it going. So, yeah, thank you so much to Big Frida, amazing artist. She is someone who should literally be on the top of the charts every week. I mean, she really, really works so hard. And next we have, for podcast shout-outs, this is new. I did one for Oprah, but then I realized that bitch don't need it. So why am I out here promoting her when I could be promoting people like Jessica Kirsten? She has her show, Relatively Sane, and she is... Okay, I've been following her for 8 years now. I've been to multiple shows of her. We've talked. She is so nice. I mean, she is such... And this is a woman who should literally be at the top of the comedy list. Like, she is so funny. She has trailblazed for so many artists, for so many comedians. I mean, every comedian you talk to and you say, do you know Jessica Kirsten? They just bust out laughing because she is that amazing.
You taste fine.
Thank you.
I'm going to split up the class into two. Group A.
She's crazy. Like, she is a mess, but she's my mess. And I love her so much.
Like, I guess I blocked it at some point. You know,
I must be riddled with cancer.
Yeah, you can't block it.
Very raunchy, very crazy. I love her so much. So definitely listen to her podcast. It has me on the floor every single episode. And yeah, so Relatively Sane, Jessica Kirsten. Jessica, I love you so much. You already know that. And last, we have the quote of the week, and it is by yours truly, and the quote is, I'm tired. And that's that. All right, I hope I'm not getting sick. Because that's scary right now. I'm out here coughing and shit. What's going on? All right. That's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for everyone for listening every week. You have no idea. I have just passed the 3,000 listeners mark, and I'm so blessed. I think that's all-time listeners, but listen, that's a lot of people that listen to my podcast, and I'm blessed, and I'm only going up from here because I cannot go down, and that is that. I love how I say that is that after every single thing. I'm tired of that! You can't say that every time you end something.